This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim Abam, welcome everyone to this week's special edition of All Parsha on the Ben Lo Ashri on Parshas Va'era. This week we're going to be examining a number of very interesting comments of the Ben Lo Ashri on the Parsha. Let's begin on the opening pasuk, Va'era el Avraham el Yitzchak v'yal Yaakov bekel Shakai Ushmi Adoi, and then Noi Loi Noi Dati Lohem. What does Ribbono Shel Olam mean, I appear to the Avos bekel Shakai, but by name of Havaya, Loi Noi Dati Lohem? The Ben Lo Ashri cites the Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Ayin Hamad Beis that there were three individuals who were called by the shame of Hashem, one of them being HaKadosh Baruch, one of them being Mashiach. Mashiach is called by the shame of Hashem. On the other hand, if we examine Kel Shakai, Kel is numerical value 31, Shakai is 314. Gematria 345, Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, Ribbono Shel Olam is telling Moshe. Moshe told Hashem in the end of Parsha Shemois, Shlach Nabi Ad Tishlach. I don't want to be the one to send the Jews out of Egypt. Send them out, the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel says, through Pinchas. Rashi says, through Aroin. However, many Mefarshim learned, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, let Mashiach take them out. Mashiach ben David. In fact, the Tzemach David, the son of the Bnei Yisachar, says, Shlachna Biyad, Biyad is Rashi Tevois, David ben Yishai, let David take them out of Mitzrayim. So Hashem says to Moshe, no Moshe, you don't understand. Va'era el Avraham el Yitzchak v'el Yaakov, bekel Shakai, I told them, Kel Shakai will take them out of Mitzrayim. Kel Shakai is Moshe, Moshe is Gematria, Kel Shakai. But Ushmi Adoshem, my name, Mashiach is called my name. I didn't tell the Avos that Mashiach would take them out of Mitzrayim. This, in other words, Hashem was saying, Moshe, I told the Avos, you will take them out of Mitzrayim. Kel Shakai. But not Mashiach, who's called the shame of Hashem. This approach of the Ben La'ashri, which is on Amad Nun Dalet in the Ben La'ashri, answers a question he asks on the next page, on Amad Nun Hey, regarding why by the name Kel Shakai does it just say Bekel Shakai, and by the name of Hashem it says Ushmi Hashem. Why does shame only appear by Hashem? Well, according to this, we can answer very simply. Kel Shakai is not a reference to God's name. It's the Gematria Moshe. It's Kel Shakai refers to Moshe. But Ushmi Hashem, my name God, which is the name that Mashiach is called, I never told the Avos that Mashiach would take them out of Mitzrayim. Next piece, Va'era el Avraham el Yitzchak v'el Yaakov b'kel Shakai, Rashi famously says, el Avraham el Yitzchak v'el Yaakov, ha'avos. No kidding, all the Mefarshim ask, Rashi, what's the big chiddush over here? That Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov are avos? No, we didn't know that. We didn't know Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov are avos. What's Rashi getting at? The Ben Lashri quotes the Trisker Magid, the Magen Avram, who teaches us, we know there are spheroids, mystical emanations. The Avos are usually associated with Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferes. Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gevura, Yaakov is Tiferes. However, the Trisker Magid is Megala, and this is rooted in the Zayar, that really there are higher spheroids that are associated with the Avos, namely Chesed, Bina, and Das. Ah, in Kabbalah, those higher spheroids are called Avos. The lower spheroids, which are Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferes, those are called Banim. The higher spheros, Chachma, Bina, and Das, are called Avos. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, Va'era I appeared, El Avraham, El Yitzchak, V'El Yaakov, Rashi is Mechadesh, El Ha'avos. These great personages were not just rooted in Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferes, but they're rooted in the Avos, the highest emanations, being Chachma, Bina, and Das. We move on to our third offering, the Tzadik Ranana says, Va'era al Avraham al Yitzchak v'al Yaakov. Va'era, says the Ben Lo Ashri, quoting the Chida. Va'era is Gematria 208, Gematria Yitzchak. By the way, we cited this from the Bal HaTurim in our Bal HaTurim share. Now the Ben Lo Ashri quotes an amazing revelation of the Bal HaTanya. The Tanya writes in Shar HaYichud Va'amuna that Gematria is a bechina of din, is a level, a dimension of midas hadin. Now we know Yitzchak is also midas hadin. So if something is the gematria of Yitzchak, it's double din. Now how are we mamtik? How do we sweeten the dinim? The Arizal teaches us, the Zohar teaches us, that the sweetening of Midas HaDin on Rosh Hashanah is Avraham sort of connects to one side of Yitzchak and Yaakov connects to the other side of the Yitzchak. And through Avraham and Yaakov, Yitzchak is sweetened. This is the Kavanah of Rashi. Va'ira, I appeared. Va'ira is Gematria Yitzchak. And if it's Gematria Yitzchak, not only is it the Midas HaDin of Yitzchak, but Gematria itself is Midas HaDin. So how do we sweeten this double din? Va'ira, I appeared to sweeten the Midah of Din of Yitzchak. El Ha'avais. We need to connect Yitzchak to all the Avais, to Avraham and Yaakov. And by doing so, we are Mamtik, the Midas HaDin of Yitzchak. In the next piece, in the fourth piece, on Amud Nun Zayin, the Ben La'ashri says a remarkable Rosh HaTevois to address a question. Actually, this question is found in the Shlach HaKadosh in Parshas Lech Lecha. The Shlach HaKadosh wants to know, why is it that even though we've already kicked the Canaanim out of Canaan, in Tanakh we continue to refer to the land of Eretz Yisrael as the land of Canaan? It's not the Canaanim's land anymore. It's our land. We conquered it. Well, there's an idea that Canaan is a lashon of hachna, humility, submissiveness. That this is inherently a land where we need to be humbled and submissive before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the holy Ben Ashri, the Pasuk, V'gam ha-kimoisi es brisi itam laseis lohem es eretz Canaan, es eretz megurehem asher garu ba. If you take the first letter of each word of this Pasuk, Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalet, it has a numerical value of 145. You take the Vav, and the Dalet, and the Aleph, and the Beis, and the Aleph, and the Laman, and the Laman, and the Aleph, and the Aleph, and the Chaf, and the Aleph, and the Aleph, and the Mem, and the Aleph, and the Gimel, and the Beis. This is don't try this at home. This is a Ben La'ashri special. You take the Rashi Tevis of the entire Pasuk. You get 145 Gematria, Oyhev Anava, to love humility. That is the secret of how to maintain the land of Canaan. V'gam ha-kimoisi es brisi itam la'seis lohem es eretz Canaan, that it should be Canaan, a land of hachna, a land of submissiveness. It's Oyhev Anava, to love humility. Offering number 5. V'gam ani shamati. Well, here the Ben La'ashri cites an amazing teaching. This is one of my favorite teachings of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Mizidichov. By the way, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Mizidichov was known as the Sar Beis HaZohar, the master of the Zohar HaKadosh. He was the Rebbe of the Malbim in Kabbalah, and the Rav Tzvi Hirsch has an amazing revelation that the word gam, which is numerically value 43, is the power to sweeten Midas HaDin. Why? Because Elohim is 86, but when you split it in half, you get 43. This is Merumah in a Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Samachei Pasuk Yod, Peleg Elohim, Malei Mayim. When you divide Elohim in half and you get Gam, it's full of water. So Hashem is merames to this idea, V'gam ani shamati, through the Gam, through the Hamtakas HaDinim, the sweetener of Dinim, I'm able to lighten the Midas HaDin. By the way, the Reb Tzvi Hirsch says, Toiv Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26, Toiv is 17, 43, that is the Mituk HaDinim. I once suggested that if you look in Megillas Esther, the longest pasuk in the Megillah, which the Rekeach says, is the longest pasuk in Tanakh, and the pasuk of the ultimate goodness that befell Klal Yisrael, was the transforming of the original letters of Haman to destroy the Jews into letters that the Jews could kill their enemies. That pasuk, the Rekeach points out, has 43 words. Okay. Next offering, number 6. V'loy shamu el Moshe mikoitzer ruach umeavoida kasha. They didn't listen to Moshe out of shortness of breath and difficult labor. The Medrash says in Shmos Rabbah, it was very difficult for them to separate from Avodah Zarah. Koitzer ruach umeavoida kasha. And the Chida asks, how do Chazal see in this pasuk that the difficulty was they had a hard time separating from Avodah Zarah? Well, says the Ben La'ashri, the clue that Chazal had, that it was hard for Klal Yisrael to separate from Avodah Zarah, because the pasuk starts off mikoitzer ruach, shortness of breath, adjective, noun. And then it says umeavoida kasha, work, difficult, noun, adjective. Well, to be consistent, it should say koitzer ruach, Why avoida kasha? Well, says the Ben La'ashri, the point of this pasuk is making 2 points. There were two inyanim. Number one, koitzer ruach. They were out of breath. They were overworked. And number two, avoida kasha. The avoida zara that they were engaged and immersed in was difficult to separate from. That is how Chazal know that this is a reference to the difficulty separating from avoida zara. Next offering number 7. Vayikach Amram, es Yocheved doidosai. Amram took his aunt Yocheved, loy leisha, vateled loy, and she bore to him as Aharon ves Moshe. Well, as the Ben La'ashri, you know, this is not the first time we learn that Amram married Yocheved. We learned it in Sefer, in Parsha Shemais, Parak Beis, Vayelech Shmi Beis Levi. Why doesn't it say there that he took Yocheved, his aunt? Furthermore, why isn't Miriam mentioned over here? We mention Shevet Reuven and his children, Shimon, and when we get to Levi, where we're talking about Moshe and Aaron, why don't we talk about Miriam? Miriam was the whole reason Moshe was saved. Why is Miriam omitted? And furthermore, why do we even need to know that Yocheved is the aunt of Amram? Says the Ben La'ashri, that the Gemara says in Masechta Yuma Daf Chaf Beis, why was Shaul's Malchus severed and cut short and had no continuity? Says the Gemara, because it had no doifi. Shaul's lineage was too perfect. In order to appoint a Parnes al Atzibor, the Gemara says, in memanin Parnes al Atzibor, ella imkein kupa shel shratzim tlu yelo me'acharav. We don't appoint a leader unless he has some baggage in his lineage, because otherwise he is prone to become very arrogant. There's a concept that for somebody to be a successful leader, he has to have some tainted lineage. Well, says the Ben La'ashri, in Perek Beis of Shemais, where it's just talking about the birth of Moshe, it's not really a big kavod to Moshe that his father married his aunt. That was somewhat of a relative, and even though it was permitted before the Torah was given, nevertheless, it was a tainted lineage, and we want to hide the matter. But the repetition of the lineage of Moshe over here is to establish Moshe and Aaron as the manhigim, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, the parnosim of Klal Yisrael. That being the case, it is critical to say that Amram married his aunt, because in memanim parnes al tzibur elam kain kupa shel shratzim tluya me'loi me'achayrav. It is critical here. Regarding the actual birth of Moshe, it's not a kavod that his father married his aunt. But regarding him being established as a leader, this is important information. And that's why Miriam is not mentioned here. Because in Va'era, we're establishing Moshe and Aaron as Jewish leaders. Miriam was not a leader of the Jewish people. She was not a parnes, and therefore, she does not need to be mentioned. A ha'ara you could ask on the Ben La'ashri is the Gemara in Tainis, on Daf Tes, says there were 3 parnosim toivim le'Yisrael, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. So in fact, Miriam was a parnes. You could say there the Gemara just means someone who, in her merit, the Jewish people were sustained and fed. But in terms of active leadership, it was Moshe and Aaron. Okay, the 8th offering for today. God says to Moshe, Re'ei nesaticha le'elekim le'paro, I have made you a god to Paro, meaning I've made you a master over Paro. Ask the Ben La'ashri, yes, God's been pressuring Moshe for so many days to go, Moshe doesn't want to go. And when Hashem says you're going to be an elekim to Paro, all of a sudden Moshe runs to go. Says the Ben La'ashri, Paro is numerical value, is gematria 355, shana. You add Elohim, 86, you get 441, MS, God's signet ring. When Moshe heard that he would be Elohim to Paroi, Elohim is 86, plus Paroi, 355, he would be Midas HaMS, 441, which is the signet ring of God, which was a way of saying, hey Moshe, you could do whatever you want to Paroi. Moshe said, I could do whatever I want to Paroi. Great! I could toy with him, I could play with him. That's fantastic. Now I'm willing to go and do the job and take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim and allow you, Ribbono Shel Olam, to take revenge against the Mitzrayim. When you told me that I have your chasima and I could do whatever I want, that's my calling call card. That is when I'm going to go and lead the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. So these are 8 offerings of the Ben La'ashri, Parshas Va'era. Wishing everybody a beautiful, wonderful Shabbos. Kol Tov, Selah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.